This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest round of airstrikes against ISIS have been more economic than anything else. The U.S. and its allies are going after the oil refineries that have helped make ISIS rich. Best guesses are they make a couple of million dollars a day from crude oil. The Pentagon has described the targets as modular refineries, which means what exactly? And how much is knocking them out going to hurt ISIS? Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
If the term modular refinery sounds sophisticated, you may want to get it out of your mind. These are glorified moonshine operations, says Middle East analyst Shwan Zulal of Carducci Consulting.
These refineries are so rudimentary, it's almost like distilling your alcohol at home. They get these big barrels and they just burn the petrol underneath it to get it distilled. You can make a new refinery in a week.
He says private citizens, i.e. a couple guys, own the refineries, not ISIS. ISIS makes money by selling crude to the refiners, and it needs the refined product, say diesel for Humvees. As for denting ISIS, the 12 refineries blown up so far may be trivial.
I think it's really 1% of the volumes that go through their hands every day.
That's Valerie Marcel of the Chatham House think tank in London.
So the U.S. and the coalition will need to bomb relentlessly.
Still, one argument for this strategy is there's little downside. Going after oil fields is more risky, says Mark Rout at KBC Technologies in Houston.
The people got concerned that, oh, we're bombing crude oil producing wells in the Middle East. The market itself might be concerned, which would raise the price of crude, which would raise the price of gasoline for everyone around the world.
Now, keep in mind, even if more refiners are flattened, ISIS, by all accounts, makes money a lot of other ways, too. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.